Smile and learn.
Who am I? What a question! Have you ever stopped to think about who you really are? Not just your name or how old you are, but the things that make you feel good. Your biggest challenges, or what makes you special? It's not that simple, is it?
It sounds like an exciting challenge. Each person is a unique universe. Getting to know ourselves is like drawing a map of our inner selves. It helps us understand and love ourselves just as we are.
That's right, Smiley. To create that map, we need to develop self-knowledge, self-image, and self-esteem. Let's take a look at each one. Self-knowledge. Self-knowledge is knowing what we are like inside and out, including the good, the bad, and everything in between. For example, I know that I get nervous before public speaking, but I also know that I'm a very good friend and a good listener. The more we know about ourselves, the better we understand our emotions and behavior. It's the guide we need to understand our own inner world. For example, one way we can get to know ourselves better is by journaling. Putting our experiences into words helps us understand our thoughts and feelings. Self-image. Self-image is the idea we have of ourselves. For example, someone might think, "I'm a great soccer player," or "It's hard for me to be creative." These are phrases we could use to describe ourselves. It's normal for our self-image to change over time. We are constantly growing, and our likes and abilities are constantly changing. The important thing is to be honest with ourselves and treat ourselves with kindness. Sometimes I look in the mirror and think, "Wow, I look great." And other times I think, "My hair is a mess." Then I remember that I just woke up and that if I comb it, it will surely look better. Self-esteem. Self-esteem reflects how we feel in relation to the image we have of ourselves. If we love and value ourselves, even if we have things to improve on, we'll have a healthy self-esteem. For example, if we fail an exam, we could think, "I'm terrible at this subject. I'll never pass it." Or, "Perhaps it didn't go well today, but I can try harder and I'll improve." The second option helps us to see the situation in a kinder light. Recognizing our mistakes, but being aware that we can do things to improve. It's like giving ourselves a big hug, which is good for our self-esteem. Knowing what we are like, accepting our strengths, and being kind to our weaknesses helps us feel good about ourselves. So the next time you doubt yourself, it's important to remember that you are valuable just the way you are.
We've learned so much in just one video. Did you know there are many more videos? Imagine how much you could learn. Subscribe to the Smile and Learn educational channel to learn and have fun at the same time.